Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for What Counts by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. It doesn't matter whether we've been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we've been transformed into a new creation. Galatians 6:15. Unworthiness is an epidemic. In a world bent on self, there are so many lost in search of themselves. Anxiety and depression are sky high. We weren't meant to live for ourselves, but for something so much greater, someone so much greater. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he addresses one behavior out of a million ways that people try to gain favor in life. We push ourselves, thinking if only we accomplish the next goal or reach the next level, that'll be enough. But unworthiness is quick to remind us it's never enough. So what is? Circumcision was a ceremonial process that God's Old Testament people participated in out of obedience. Zondervan Illustrated Bible Dictionary explains, "In the Bible, this word is used both literally and figuratively. Uncircumcision represented unbelief and disobedience to the covenant of God." Paul used an extreme example which would be familiar to Jews and Gentiles. Both people groups were having a hard time accepting the fact that Jesus came to free and save all of them. The Voice paraphrase reads, "Let me be clear, circumcision won't save you. Uncircumcision won't either, for that matter. Both amount to nothing. God's new creation is what counts, and it counts for everything." God's people struggled to understand their unworthiness. Circumcised or not, they were all unworthy without the sacrificial blood of Christ Jesus, as are we today. The Moody Bible Commentary explains, "Paul asserted that mere externals, circumcision or the lack thereof, mean nothing. Instead, for Paul, the cross, a shameful means of torture and execution, was a cause for boasting. It brought two things, a decisive break from worldly perspectives and real spiritual life as a new creation. The inner change is more important than the outer changes in our behavior, ceremonial or not. We all wake up each morning the same sinners we were when we laid our heads down to sleep. The difference for those living in the love of Christ Jesus is the new mercy we receive every day from the Lord through Him. The change on the inside affects what others see from the outside. Through Christ, we find our sense of worth, the purpose God built into the fabric of who we are. When we stay in touch with our Creator, we see and understand everything around us from a fresh, godly perspective. Everything changes from the inside out." Let's pray today to not get caught up in what we do or don't do and to focus on who we are in Christ Jesus. Father, today we pray for fresh perspective. Help us to see life through your eyes, Father. Your creation is good. Yet in a world surrounded in so much bad and tainted with sin and evil, it can be hard to see. Continue to change us from the inside out, God. Show us what really matters. Help us to let go of what doesn't. Bless our lives with the eternal purpose that you created us to walk out. And let us not be distracted by the enemy or entertain any lies of unworthiness. Every human being on this earth is loved. No one is an accident. You love all of us and are faithful to meet us right where we are. There's no need to do anything to gain your love, Father. Please, for anyone who doesn't know how loved they are by you or doesn't know who Jesus is, let today be the day everything changes from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, hello, Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.